It's really all buds and phalluses. Gary's out on that back roads to far towns, and I'm still buzzing along the highway getting polluted. So here's two more freeway poems. Happens to be the L.A. freeway this time. You really even shouldn't fly over it. Wild dreams of a new beginning. There's a breathless hush on the freeway tonight. Beyond the ledges of concrete, restaurants fall into dreams with candlelight couples. Lost Alexandria still burns in a billion light bulbs. Lives cross lives, idling at stoplights. Beyond the cloverleaf turnoffs, souls eat souls in the general emptiness. A piano concerto comes out a kitchen window. A yogi speaks at Ojai. It's all taking place in one mind. On the lawn among the trees, lovers are listening for the master to tell them they are one with the universe. Eyes smell flowers and become them. There's a deathless hush on the freeway tonight as a Pacific tidal wave a mile high sweeps in. Los Angeles breathes its last gasp and sinks into the sea like the Titanic, all lights lit. 9 minutes later, Willa Cather's Nebraska sinks with it. The sea's coming over Utah. Mormon tabernacles washed away like barnacles. Coyotes are confounded and swim nowhere. An orchestra on stage in Omaha keeps on playing Handel's water music. Horns fill with water and bass players float away on their instruments, clutching them like lovers horizontal. Chicago's loop becomes a roller coaster. Skyscrapers filled like water glasses. Great lakes mixed with Buddhist brine. Great books watered down in Evanston. Milwaukee beer topped with sea foam. Beaufleuve of Buffalo suddenly becomes salt. Manhattan Island swept clean in 16 seconds. Buried masts of New Amsterdam arise as the great wave sweeps on eastward to wash away overage Camembert Europe. Manhattan steaming in sea vines. The washed land awakes again to wilderness. The only sound, a vast thrumming of crickets, a cry of seabirds high over in empty eternity, as the Hudson retakes its thickets and Indians reclaim their canoes. Got corrected by a seaman from Gloucester. Should have known better. You can't wash away barnacles. Just try it. They don't wash. Second L.A. freeway poem. Lost parents. It takes a fast car to lead a double life. In these days of short-distance love affairs, when he has far-out lovers in three different locations and a date with each one at least twice a week, a little simple arithmetic shows what a workout he's engaged in. Crossing and recrossing the city from bedroom to patio to swimming pool, the ignition key hot and the back seat a jumble of clothes for different lifestyles. A surfboard on the roof and a copy of Khalil Gibran or Rod McEwen under the dashboard. Next to the Indian music cassettes, packs of tarot and the I Ching crammed into the glove compartment, along with old traffic tickets and hard packs of Kent's dents attesting to the passion of his last lover. And his answering service catching him on the freeway between two calls or two encounter groups. And the urgent message left with an unlisted number to call Carol about the bottle of fine wine he forgot to pick up and deliver to the gallery for the reception at 9. While she shuttles to her gynecologist and will meet him later between two other numbers, male or female, including his wife, who also called twice, wanting to know where he's been and what he's done with their throwaway children, who, left to their own devices in a beach house at Malibu, grew up and dropped out into nothing in a Jungian search for lost parents their own age.